This is St. Louis Public Radio. A small city about 70 miles southwest from St. Louis is trying to reclaim its image after some people's racially charged response last week when NAACP protesters marched through on their way to Jefferson City. As St. Louis Public Radio's Stephanie Lecce reports, some residents of Rosebud, Missouri feel the incident doesn't represent their community.
The city of Rosebud is less than 1 square mile, with a main street of restaurants and antique shops. Ask a few of its 400-some residents and business owners to describe the town, and it's easy to hear their pride in it.
Just a quaint little town where everybody gets along, kind of like a small little Mayberry.
It's just true Americana, you know, simple small-town living.
Rosebud is a lot of family and friends. They'd do anything for you, give your shirt off your back. But if you tried to take the shirt from them, they would fight to keep it. That's Rosebud.
But Rosebud is also where NAACP Journey for Justice marchers, calling for police to end racial profiling, met with a hostile counter-protest of about 150 people. Mayor Shannon Gruce says most were respectfully shouting or holding signs supporting Ferguson officer Darren Wilson and the grand jury decision. But others laid out a box for fried chicken along Highway 50, and some counter-protesters in Rosebud shouted obscenities and even hoisted a Confederate flag. In a letter to a local paper, Gruce called these actions, quote, completely disrespectful and honestly sickening.
It was the fear of the unknown of what these protesters were going to do.
That's Tom Wright, owner of the Old Factory Antique Mall. He says the incident has been blown out of proportion and that people were just afraid that a peaceful protest could turn violent, like what happened in Ferguson.
A lot of the people that did turn out were there just to make sure that nothing would have happened in their community as far as destroying it or looting or anything like that. Sometimes things get carried away a little bit and people get caught up in the moment and say things that they don't mean to say.
Beth Klenke owns Cup of Joel Coffee House and says the incident doesn't reflect the real Rosebud.
Everybody I've talked to in here, no one has been happy about those few that made all the noise, so I haven't talked to anybody who's been proud of that.
And some, like former Mayor Clyde Zelch, says most of those hecklers weren't even from Rosebud.
I am sure that we've got a few people who are just like those in Ferguson that would say or do something they should not do. But I didn't think everybody from Ferguson was burning their place down, and I don't want you or anybody that listens to think that these few dingbats represent all of us.
The U.S. Census Bureau says Rosebud is 97% white with virtually no black residents. But Zelch says it's more diverse than people think, and neither he nor the town are racist. Zelch says though he held up a sign saying the grand jury got it right, he respected the marchers' rights to protest, even if he disagrees that there are a lot of inequalities.
I think most of the time that is in someone's head. In this country now, in my opinion, you are born just as free and just as zeroed out as I am. And it is a bad thing for any of us, no matter what color, to try to come up with excuses as to why we don't have anything and everything we want.
Angie Clancy of Clancy's Marketplace says while she supports law enforcement and the grand jury's decision, she does understand the marchers' call for changes in policing.
I looked them right in the eye, and I mean, I really felt sad for them, and I felt their passion almost, you know. I know they weren't doing it because they felt like marching down the road on a Wednesday afternoon. They have a real purpose, and I empathized with them and their courage.
The former St. Louis County resident says the actions of those few who made, quote, vile and personal attacks are impacting the whole community.
I just recently today received a message from someone saying they would never stop the Rosebud again because they don't want to support racists.
But she says that's not her peaceful, patriotic, and respectful town, not her Rosebud at all. I'm Stephanie Lecce, St. Louis Public Radio.